I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion, snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in Snake Rescue.
Well, this is a strange one. I was called by a lady in Berea for a massive green snake. A gigantic was her word. Gigantic green snakes. I thought, oh, that's an interesting way to describe a bush snake. People always tell me, oh, a massive green mamba and it's a bush snake. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And Berea is not really a place where we get green mambas. Yes, it's quite close to the coast, which is where green mambas live. But, I mean, the Berea is very built up, particularly this area she's calling from. Very built up area. So I said, please send me a picture, expecting a bush snake. And could not believe it when she sent me a picture. It was a green mamba. It's curled up at the top of a tree. I think she said it's a fig tree, so it's going to be difficult. But no doubt about it, it's a green mamba. I could not believe it. So thankfully I'm only about 7-8 minutes away, so I'll be there shortly. But I mean, what a weird place for a green mamba. And they live in coastal forests, not the city. So I've never had one here. Quite excited, but fig tree is a massive tree and a green mamba is very fast in a tree, so chasing it around is not going to be that easy. The only thing that gives me hope, I guess, is that it doesn't have a big patch of forest to crawl into, so that's a good thing. So yeah, we'll see. This is really interesting. I can't wait to catch it. If I catch it, I don't know what to do with it. I don't know where to release it. It's not bordering a reserve or a coastal forest, so I have to think about that one. But first things first is catching it. I don't want to think about what to do after. I've got to catch it first. Hello, hi.
Hello. Where? Can you see? Come over here where I am.
Oh my word, he's big. What's next door?
A house.
Gee, how did you guys see him?
Well, Isaac, we're sending Isaac to work for the Defence Force. He'll pick out all the snipers. Does it confirm what you thought?
Yeah, no, it's a green number.
At the back of all our places, we've got a huge servitude. Oh, could possibly have come from there. Right?
Never had a green number, yeah. It's hard to get up there. I can't climb on those branches.
No. Do you bring step ladders with you?
I've got a ladder, but it's not, no, not like that.
I've got an extending ladder if you...
But how would we lean it on there? Yeah. I think if I called the fire department.
We need a, like one of those baskets. You know those?
Yeah, cherry picker.
Yeah. Is that what people do?
Yeah, they come with their truck, put their ladder up.
Because the fire station is just down by the botanic gardens.
I can't see another way to get there. The only thing is, if we scare it, I'm so worried it's going to go in. It's a bushy garden. Sure, it's going to be a very... I can't let it get that sad. Snake's just not moving, but now I'm worried these flycatchers scare it off. Okay, they've flown out. Fire department's apparently on their way. So, hope they're not too long. Just a bit worried because we're going to have to be so careful how we put the ladder up. Gonna have to be the one on the fire truck because we can't lean a ladder on this tree. But it's gonna be very careful because if we start bumping branches, that snake's gonna move and there's three big trees it could go into. Okay, so fire departments are out and they're parked directly under the mamba and we're gonna try. Oh, they've got a plan. They've got a plan to get a ladder up there. We're gonna have to be quick though because that mamba's gonna move. Okay. Alright, let's see how this goes.
Let's put it in the groove, Malu. Put the snake pole in the groove. Right there, but you just move it in. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my word.
Slowly a bit.
This is scary. I feel more comfortable with the mamba. Trusting you guys with my life.
No, don't worry. Hold the snake pole, guys.
Having a heart attack, mild heart attack. Oh my god. I don't have anything.
Eh?
I don't have. Just hold the ladder.
Yeah, we've got the ladder. Don't worry, Nick.
We've got the ladder.
My leg is shaking like jelly. My leg is shaking like jelly. No, that's what I'm scared of, is the ladder.
The ladder's fine.
Okay. Right hand, right leg. Oh, that was that was very, very scary.
Jump. Jump. Just to get the crap, just put the ladder.
Thank you, guys.
Very grateful. Very grateful.
Thanks, guys.
Come around, you. Come around.
Hey.
Come around.
It was a bit rough for the snake, but got to do something. It's actually quite a skinny one. Chicken shedding. The skin was coming off. Hey, hearts and me. But you guys held the ladder well there. You were. It didn't move. Thanks, guys.
Oh my god.
I don't know, I gotta work that out. I mean, it's not like I can go down the road and release it in the nice coastal forest.
Is that a mamba?
It's a green mamba, yeah. Sure, that was quite terrifying. Not so much the snake. Well, I suppose the snake added to it, but just being on a ladder that wasn't resting really on anything. I put a lot of trust into those firemen, and they didn't let me down, not at all. So their ladder had these two funny poles attached to it, which obviously stick in the ground. Well, these were just resting in the grooves of the brickwork on the driveway. And there was a fireman on each one holding it, and the fireman holding the actual ladder. But, oh, that was scary. I was, like, sure they were going to drop it, like, because I've had that before with people dropping the ladder while I'm trying to catch a snake. But they didn't. I'm so grateful to them. They held tight. I managed to get up there. The catch wasn't easy. It was curled up right in front of me, and it was looking at me. I thought, gee, I've got one chance here. If it decides to flee and it gets out of reach and I lose it, then it's gone. There was thick trees there. I wouldn't get it back. So I just decided I'm going to just grab what I can. I saw a nice big coil. So I thought, oh, this must be like the middle. The middle would be alright. The head, it was just the head looking at me. I wasn't going to be able to grab the head. So I grabbed that. It just exploded into this action. It just started fleeing all over the place. Or flying all over the place. And unfortunately, what I had was near the tail. So that made life difficult. The mamba was trying to get down, thrashing around. I reluctantly grabbed the tail, because I couldn't see much because of the leaves. But then I could see, okay, its head was wrapped around a few branches. If it's wrapped around a few branches like that, that's okay for me, because then I can't just lunge at my hand. There's stuff in the way of it. So I grabbed the tail with my hand, and then I was looking for the head. I got the head, and I grabbed the tongs just behind the head. But I needed it to reverse a little bit, and it wasn't reversing, and I didn't want to loosen my grip too much, because if I lost it and I'm holding a tail, I don't know what could happen. Could be interesting. Shame, man. I feel bad for the snake. I was terrified. And reversed a bit too much, and the tongs were not in a comfortable position for the snake. Anyway, it was hard, but I had to make do with what I had. So I had the head, and I grabbed it, and that part was over. So I was relieved about that. Then I had to climb down, but by then my legs were jelly, complete jelly. So I was climbing down very slowly. The guy was guiding me, right hand, right foot, right, left hand, left foot. And I was just like, please don't drop the ladder, please don't drop the ladder. Oh, nerves. Yeah, I mean, normally my legs don't shake. I don't normally shake. I mean, I did when I started, but being on this ladder, I just was complete jelly. But managed to get down when I was on ground. Oh, felt like kissing the ground. What a relief. But yeah, I'm glad it's over. Glad I got the snake. It couldn't live there. I mean, I can't imagine it's going to find a partner to mate with there. I mean, there was a resident there in this complex that goes to the South Coast every weekend. I reckon it probably caught a lift with her one time without her knowing. Well, that's my theory for now anyway. But great fun. That's a Monday morning, and that's the best possible way to start a Monday morning. So it's only my second green mamba of the year. I've had plenty of black mambas, but my second green, so that's great. Well, fun way to start a day.
This has been another real life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.